Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Welcome to our pre-show for the 26th year of May. It's a Wednesday. Is it Wednesday already? Holy shit.
I had an idea that I would do Dr. Jim Sadler. Why? Because I think that we have talked about the fact that Dr. Jim Sadler is an educated man as well as a proficient, efficient, dare I say, dominant, domineering doctor. Excuse me. Am I using enough sanitizer when I'm by myself in the studio and I'm not touching nobody else? But what I was thinking is we have never really investigated the fact that he doesn't talk medical terminology all that good. And I think it would be funny to investigate that as he tries to talk to people about erectile dysfunction. Give an example here.
Yes, this is Dr. Yes, this is Dr. Sadler, correct?
Yes, Dr. Jim Sadler.
All right, I'm calling because I have, it's tough for me to say this.
Well, just use your own words and how you want to say the things that you want to say.
All right, well, my husband is not able to have a firm erection.
Oh, you're talking about erectile, forgive me, it's...
I know, Dr. Sadler, that you have a difficult time.
I don't have a difficult time with anything. I don't have a difficult time talking.
So that's what I'm thinking. Okay. God damn this fucking goddamn tooth that I have that's bugging me. You guys don't even want to know, man, what I'm dealing with.
Hello, this is Gloria Grover, and I'm ordinarily featured.
God damn you, Gloria. This is Ed Elk, Dr. Ed Elk. Is this Dr. Sadler?
Wait a minute.
Yes, indeed, it is Dr. Sadler.
Well, I had no idea that Gloria would...
Look, Ed, let me...
Don't call me Ed. I'm Doctor.
You see what I mean, Dr. Sadler? Are you there, Dr. Sadler?
Yes, I'm right here, yes.
Okay. Do you hear him? He's a piece of shit.
Oh, excuse me. So the medical problems that he deals with will be erectile dysfunction. Where are we here, man? You know, really adult topics like this. Bigger. Look at this freak. I'm looking at some shit here on... God damn it, man. I'm looking at one of my favorite programs, which is Forensic Files, and it shows all kinds of gunplay. It also shows you just how fucking dumb... Honest to Christ, there's some dumb sons of bitches. If you're going to commit a fucking crime, there's no way. And now that criminals are aware of... now that criminals are aware that there is such a thing as forensic investigation, then they try to cover up what they think the forensic investigation is going to discover, and they wind up looking even fucking dumber than they are. It's amazing. I highly recommend Forensic Files. The stupid fucking assholes they catch on this goddamn show are beyond fucking... What's up, Thunder? I almost called her Cunder. What does that mean? The guy that narrates this, the great Peter Thomas. All right. Okay. So, you know, what we'll do is erectile dysfunction, the fear of needles.
Let's take our first question. Yes, can I help you? This is Dr. Jim Sadler.
Hi, Dr. Sadler. My name is Kim. Hi, Dr. Sadler. My name is Stephen Bozell.
Yes, Mr. Bozell, I've heard you on the Mr. Henry show.
Well, I have had a long time. Oh, I'm really scared.
The fuck am I looking at now? Oh, hockey. Toronto just beat the fucking living shit out of Montreal, so fuck that. Montreal, go sit down. Maple Leafs are now moving on, I guess. Is that 4-0, or did they sweep them, or is there more horror to be had? Okay. Winnipeg beat the living shit out of Edmonton, so the Winnipeg Jets are going to go out and play probably Toronto for the Canadian thing, you know, whatever the fuck it is, for the divisional semifinal. And then they play, who do they play? They play the winner of the East, right? Yeah. Then the Central plays the West? How the fuck is that? What are you guys? Never mind. Did Nashville win? Nashville's on the verge of kicking Carolina's fucking ass to, you know. Why did I ever believe in Carolina? What happened? Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Boom! Nope. Here comes Carolina. Good block. Good save there by the Hurricanes. Guess he had a good game. I guess something tells me Nashville lost this game. Uh-oh. Goal. I guess Nashville did win the game. Look at this shot from the blue line. Right over this guy's head. It's impossible. He went right over the motherfucker's head. He didn't even see it. 1-0 Nashville. Here's the shot again. It must have got deflected up in the air or something. 1-0 Nashville. Now coming the other way is Carolina. Uh-oh. Fight breaks out. Carolina losing their fucking cool. They lose the fight. Oh, my fucking God. Just boarded some motherfucker. Holy shit. Guy looks like he's unconscious. If I was Carolina, that pissed my ass off. Come on. Get a goal. Boom. Carolina scores. Ties it up. They board the shit out of your guy. Yeah, fuck this shit. Okay. So we need... Glory Grover. And then Steve Bozell is where? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 2-1 Nashville. Oh, the series is tied at 2-2. Carolina just scored. Tied it up. Predators first coaches challenge this season, challenging whether it was a goal or not. Oh, really? Why would they do that? Goals disallowed. Interesting. Coaches challenge. Whatever that is. All right, man. Get our shit together here. Huh? Huh? Why do I think Nashville won this game? They're showing all kinds of great stops by this guy. Third period. Here comes Carolina down the ice, weaving around. Score it, baby. They tie it up. 7 minutes left in the third period as Carolina ties this motherfucker up. Went around behind the net, came around and just scooted it in behind the goaltender there. Great goal. Shit can defense by Nashville. Whoever said you got... What the fuck? Raleigh, North Carolina and Nashville have hockey teams, I guess. Okay. I don't like it. I don't think it's... I was going to say I don't think it's American. I don't think it's Canadian. Now Carolina goes ahead 3-2. Game-winning goal. Carolina goes ahead in the fucking series. 3-2 over Nashville. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I had to see the Nashville Predators get their fucking cheap early power bullshit ass kicked out of this. Now we'll see if Carolina's got any fucking juice. No one gives a shit. I understand, but I'm just talking shit, okay? What do you think of that, Gloria?
Oh, I love it when you talk shit, Phil. I really do.
Thank you very much, ma'am. World-famous Phil Henry Show on the line with us, Steve Bozell. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to talk to...
Dr. Sadler's here. Dr. Sadler?
Hi, Steve. It's Dr. Jim Sadler.
So Bozell comes on.
What?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Martin Neckes. Boston beat Washington, so Washington's fucking done. Washington is fucking done. Come on along and be happy. Gordon Staal with a game-winning goal. First ring in five, so Carolina leads the series. Hi, it's Phil, and welcome to today's show. I think we're groovy. I know we have, if I'm not mistaken, we have our goddamn, what do you call it, today? Yeah, I know my mortgage is due soon. Hey, B of A, fuck off, okay? Well, we're just trying to make it easy for you, Mr. Henry. I understand that, but, you know, what am I looking for here? Get ready for the judgment day. Hey. Get ready for the judgment day. You rolling, bitch, or not? No, there it is.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now, let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good...
Most fun you'll ever have while folding your clothes. I like that.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast.
The most fun you'll ever... Now, that's a goddamn promo right there, ain't it? That's great. Keep that shit up over 365 fucking days of the year. Let's see how good you really are, motherfucker. What the fuck is with the goddamn ink in this thing, huh? Why do I always gotta goddamn do the ink again on this thing, man? Huh? Why am I always looking to do... Sorry, folks, but I got... I guess this is gonna work. Motherfucker, I can't see the goddamn thing. That's the problem I'm having.
I gotta clean the nozzles on my printer. Sorry about that, folks. Motherfucking printer is consistently... This brother printer I have, piece of shit. Just want to let you know, in case you're in the market for a printer, it's a piece, it really is a piece of shit. And here's the main complaint that I have. Well, it's slow. It's continually getting its fucking ink nozzles jammed up. I mean, I got fucking faded fucking print all the goddamn time. It sucks, okay? It's primarily just a slow piece of shit. Christ almighty, God forbid, if I get a audition copy or some kind of a script that goes more than a page, you're going to be waiting all fucking afternoon for that goddamn thing. It's a real piece of shit. So you live and learn, huh? You live and learn, you buy another printer. As Jackie is wont to say and has told me, said, you can buy a fucking printer. They basically set themselves up now. You don't have to go through a song and a dance. Just buy a goddamn printer. It'll communicate with the computer. It stopped communicating with this computer. You know, the only computer it communicates with now is my fucking phone. So I got to print shit off the phone and I get the boom, ba da da da. I got all kinds of shit that I got to worry about, man. In terms of my computer communicating with... This is a fucking waste of time, doo-dah, doo-dah. Fucking waste of time, old doo-dah day. What the fuck is this? Looks like shit. How come it's faded here, but then it can print out very nicely? SNUFC6. We strongly suggest you use genuine... That's what I use. I use genuine Brother ink, and it looks like shit. Thanks a lot. Let's see if this thing's done its job or not. Check the print nozzle, doo-dah, doo-dah. Check the goddamn nozzle. Oh, my God. It's going to take for goddamn fucking ever. Ah, shit. Oh, man.
This is Dr. Jim Sadler, and while we're waiting for the printing process, I just wanted to tell a lot of you what you're about to hear. Excuse me, I'm picking my nose.
You don't want to do that.
I also don't feel I need the assistance of...
I understand that Mr. Henry insists that I am here.
Yes, and I appreciate that very much. And I'm grateful that you're along the way. I understand that for those of us who are relative novices in the broadcast art, General Shaw is here. And I heard you sparring, I guess, a little bit with Jay Sandoz.
Well, I don't mean to spar.
You try to keep everybody on the straight and narrow, is that it?
Yes, that's essentially the job that has been assigned to me by Mr. Henry.
Well, I want you to know that I welcome you here wholeheartedly, General Shaw.
I appreciate that, Doctor.
And certainly, General Shaw, to the extent that I can, I'll use your expertise, and perhaps there's something that I can help you with. Do you have any medical question?
Not right now, no. I mean, I've had anal itching.
Jesus Christ. You've had anal itching. And is that something that Mr. Henry will be comfortable?
I think Mr. Henry, if you ask me, do I have any medical issues?
All right. So, okay. And understand, I don't know a lot of medical terminology. You know, you're aware of that. So when you put your finger on your butt, I guess your butthole.
I don't put my finger on my butt. Are you bullshitting me, Henry? All right, here we go. No, there's no goddamn fucking lines. Let's print this fucking thing and get this goddamn show on the road, man. And what time is it anyway? Doo-dah, doo-dah. That took all, what was that, 20 fucking minutes of cleaning the fucking nozzles, the print nozzles, on this piece of shit brother fucking...
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Now, the other thing I want to do is get to the documentary, and I'm ready to go.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Time now for the thing.